This podcast is sponsored by the Joyce Foundation, which invests in public policies to advance racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region.
This is Andy Belaskowitz with Crane's Grand Rapids Business here at the Mackinac Policy Conference. We are joined now by Rishi Modgill, the Executive Director of the Michigan Founders Fund. Recently Executive Director, is that right?
That's right.
Welcome to the program. Thanks for being on.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So you just, what are we, a month or so into your time
at
the organization?
That's right.
And it can you talk a little bit about the organization you're joining from, you know, what Doug Song had set up and the work that Trista had done during her time as executive director?
Yeah, for sure. And to be clear, it's been a great village of folks that allowed me to get here. Doug and a number of our founding board members, you know, this initiative came out of the Ann Arbor Community Foundation several years ago, where a number of entrepreneurs and venture capitalists together said, hey, there could be a better way that we support our founders and kind of grow the success of our community, at the same time giving back to the community. So Trista Van Tine, who is my predecessor, took that idea, ran with it, widened the scope towards statewide. And really now what Michigan Founders Fund stands for is ensuring that our high-tech, high-growth entrepreneurs can succeed here in the state, that they launch businesses, they stay here, they build their companies in Michigan. And our founders are incredible, and really the reason we're doing this work. They commit 1% of their company to a fund that we run. And then that's a nonprofit fund where we then grant dollars back to the community.
That's excellent. Can you talk a little bit about the experience you bring and what your priorities are for the organization?
Of course, yeah. You know, I've had a long history, mostly in Southeast Michigan, and I'm glad that this is a statewide effort, really around the pillars that are the most important to us at Michigan's Founders Fund. The first is to ensure the prosperity of our state, you know, and that means everything from having entrepreneurs, being able to be innovative, launching, growing their businesses, as we talked about. That's a lot of the work I've done early in my career. And as of late, it's been really focused on the community aspects. How do you, as a successful business, look at the purpose of your work? How do you focus on the places that you're in? How do you take care of the people that you're working with and the communities that you're part of? How do you look at environmental and planet? So I've done a little bit of all of that work, and being a former founder as well, kind of understand a lot of that pathway, the risks that it takes for people to say, we want to jump out on our own, we want to do something that hasn't been done before, and then, you know, bring in all the elements and the people in order to grow that. That's been a lot of my career as well.
So, you know, broadly speaking, I guess, what is the environment out there right now for founders, Southeast Michigan, Michigan more broadly?
Of course. So, you know, it depends on the way you look at it. Now, in terms of ideas and the energy and progress of our actual entrepreneurs and founders in Michigan, it's excellent. And that's one of the reasons I'm really excited about this work, especially connecting different places like Grand Rapids, Southeast Michigan, Northern Michigan, et cetera. We do not have a shortage of entrepreneurs that are ready to go. Now, the flip side is what we need to do is better support them in that path. And so certainly some of the things like access to capital right now, our macro conditions are a little bit more difficult than they were a couple of years ago. Also, you know, we need to do a better job in Michigan providing capital and risk capital, early stage capital to our entrepreneurs so that once they get some traction, they're not looking other places to get that next check. So that is one of our biggest challenges. Another challenge is what we're trying to tackle with Michigan Founders Fund is just creating more of a density of entrepreneurs, a more network, the connections needed so that there's a real community of like-minded entrepreneurs that can support each other. And so that's another thing that we're working on so that, you know, our founders will continue to succeed and stay here in Michigan.
And what's your outlook for, you know, the next 2-3 years on, you know, with the capital markets and...
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I'm an economist in any way, and I'll leave that to some of the folks who are better experts. But I do know this, is that right now in Michigan, we're in a pretty special moment where there's a lot of folks a lot of key stakeholders that believe in what we're talking about, all the way from our government to our business leaders and our kind of ecosystem support folks. So I do believe that if we all focus on some of these key priorities, let's get more capital to our founders, let's make their path towards launching and building their companies easier, and let's kind of rally around them, the next couple of years will be actually quite exciting. Because the other kind of main piece of Michigan Founders Fund, which I think folks are more willing and able to support right now, is creating a more inclusive net, right? So we're really focused on ensuring that women, people of color, rural folks who don't often get access to kind of the capital and the resource necessary to launch their businesses do have that, those types of resources. So I think all of those pieces are there, and now it's up to us to kind of put that together and run with it. And if that's the case in 2-3 years, I think what we'll see is this further diversification of our economy. Again, the reason these high-growth entrepreneurs are so important to our state is they quickly go from idea to, right, a lot of revenue, a lot of jobs, a lot of benefit to their communities that they're in, and that brings different paths of prosperity, especially if we open this up to folks who maybe were excluded from these markets before. So I think in a few years, we'll be in a much better place than even today if we can hit on a lot of those objectives.
Are you seeing much momentum? You mentioned the government briefly. Are you seeing much momentum, at the state level to maybe get more involved in this as, they have been a little bit in the past?
We have. I think there's a lot of positive signs. A few things in terms of having a chief growth officer. Today we'll learn about our innovation, entrepreneurship officer at the state level. Having folks like that, our chief mobility person. So, that's a signal from the state that they're investing into these priorities that our founders can thrive in. So I think that's really beneficial. And of course, we're hoping there's our innovation fund that's in discussion right now will also move through, because again, that provides this evergreen capital, this continuous flow of cash and opportunity to our entrepreneurs. And we didn't have a lot of these things just a couple years ago.
What work do you see being done, whether it's in Southeast Michigan or there's some of this going on in Grand Rapids or maybe even statewide, but just kind of a focus now on creating these tech hubs, so to speak, and, attracting entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I think it's critical for our state. And, there's two ways to look at it is, as you mentioned, a couple of great places like Grand Rapids where they're innovating in certain areas better than a lot of places in the entire country. And actually, that's part of our challenge is we don't tell that story very well. Folks don't actually know about some of the incredible advancements we're making. It might be healthcare, health tech, agriculture, ag tech, the tech component, the way to kind of supercharge some of these business ideas, they're happening right now in our communities. So what we want to do with sort of these tech hubs is not only get them capital, some of these resources, but lift the great work they're already doing, because that's going to attract more people even out of the state to say, hold on, look at Michigan. They actually have a lot of innovation. We should be visiting there. We should be writing checks back to our entrepreneurs, in the state. And so understanding where we have some specialties in our kind of zones across the state is number one. Number two is we need to connect these areas a lot better as well. And again, when you're an entrepreneur, when you're by nature, you're disruptive. You're doing something that's a little bit different than what the existing economy is used to. It can get really isolating really fast, even if you're in one of our metropolitan areas. So we want to make sure we're saying, hey, you're doing this work in Grand Rapids. There's a team in Lansing that's actually looking at something similar. They might never actually even know that. And so we got to talk about what they're working on. We got to put their stories out there. We got to connect them so that our businesses, our merging businesses, can kind of build off of each other as well.
So it sounds like kind of a marketing question. Is there anything else you see kind of holding the state back in terms of, maybe achieving some of these goals? And
certainly. I mean, there's a few things. Again, I think a lot of good things are in motion. One of the things we haven't talked as directly about is we actually have amazing talent in our state. And that this is part of the equation where holding on to our talent in Michigan is something that our entrepreneurial community can lead on. And so when you have folks coming to our universities, whether they're doing research, whether they want to be an entrepreneur, these are some of the innovators, some of the best in the world. Again, even at a young age, if you're talking undergraduates, folks that are that have born and raised in Michigan, they're looking at the types of problems we want to solve. They go to our universities, and so many of them then leave the state. So this is directly tied to supporting our founders and our entrepreneurs who are looking for the types of staff, the types of co-founders, the types of development talent that we have across the state. So I think that's another big element. How can we bring those institutions and the students that are there, the research that are there, closer to our founders and vice versa, so that we can hold on to our talent?
Yeah, you know, this seems closely tied to a lot of the discussions going around with Michigan's population, right, and how we can grow that and keep it from being stagnant. You know, do you see, you know, what role do you see, you know, the entrepreneur and founder space in that broader discussion that's been going on here in Michigan?
Yeah, it's certainly critical, and specifically with us at Michigan Founders Fund, that's one of the reasons we have this unique model. So our founders, right, they're committing 1% of their equity to us to then redistribute into our communities through grants. And part of that commitment is them thinking about, how can I put roots more deeper into the community that I'm from? And the way you do that is you work with other people. You get people excited about the next idea. You give them high-paying jobs, which is generally what comes out of, you know, our high-tech founders and our high-growth founders. So there, it's a whole package. When we separate business and kind of community in place, you know, we are shortchanging ourselves. Right, because if you talk to our founders, and hopefully we can bring them on, you know, in later conversations, you'll see how passionate they are about not only being a success and having a successful business, but of contributing back to Michigan, and that means keeping good people here. And it's kind of a flywheel effect, you know, the more we can do that.
So kind of a fun question now. Are there any local startups here in Michigan we should be keeping an eye on? Who's our next unicorn?
I won't bias that argument, but you know, there's a handful that are moving so well right now through our ecosystem. You know, some are super early stage, right? Some, you know, there's one out of the west side of the state that we just started talking to, Round Ballers. They're creating a VR platform for either teams or consumers to be able to experience basketball game kind of in their home, but with actual athletes. So they're getting the endorsements of athletes to be in a sim where you can do one-on-one with a college athlete, right? Or a pro athlete, right? That's an innovative idea. They were at the early stages. They're on the west side of the state, right? They need our support, because I've played their game and it's incredible, right? Let's get them moving. And then you have others that are a little farther along. You know, example is Just Air out of Detroit, where they're, again, solving a problem that exists within their community. Just Air is putting air quality monitors across counties, starting in Wayne County and now moving around the country. They're solving a problem that governments are trying to tackle, which is, how do we better inform our residents, right, about the quality of air, their environmental health that they're around. And so they've gotten government grants and are now expanding across the country as well. So those are just two examples, right, two sides of the states, very different types of ideas. They're both driven by tech. They're both driven by founders that are like, we want to do this here. You know, let's keep going here in our great state.
Well, we are certainly excited to follow along and watch their growth. Rishi Modgill, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thanks again.
This podcast is sponsored by the Joyce Foundation, which invests in public policies to advance racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region.